Welcome, folks.
What's up, all my players and pimps? Welcome to another episode of Yeah, But Still. Today in the studio, we've got Felix Biederman from Chapo Trap House.
Also a professional gamer now?
Yeah, pro gamer.
Pro gamer, Felix Biederman.
This is new. The gaming is not new. You're now a pro streamer.
Yeah, I'm now a professional athlete.
Yes.
Finally.
We were outside, blasting cigs, and you guys were talking about guns in Fortnite, and my eyes just sort of like glazed over.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It was definitely, you guys were having
guys being dudes. Stats, kills,
just
techniques.
Just a couple of fellas being guys.
Yeah, exactly.
It does take the gaming has taken over my life.
It has
100%.
Yeah, you guys were talking about shooting guns.
Well, I was actually, shooting guns in real life, and
yeah,
I was
that's
talking
what I'm
about
saying.
That, but I could tell Felix was still thought I was talking about Fortnite.
Yeah, you were like, I got some good sniping in this morning. I'm like, yeah, honestly, dude, the hunting rifle, I would take that over Bolt now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a change of pace for the podcast, or sort of a return to form, rather, because like the past couple weeks, we had Patty on, we had Lizzo on, and now we're back. It's a white man pod again.
It's a white male pod.
Finally.
finally,
men are back.
White men
Trump
are back.
Did it. Trump made the deal in Helsinki. We're back.
Yes. This is just one of the many benefits.
King of deals.
Yeah.
We
absolutely.
Stand.
Oh yeah.
We're making a deal right now.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Carving deals. I was fucking dying at his press conference last night with the wouldn't. That's the deal maker of the century.
Yeah, he did the best deal ever by making a deal with his previous sentence.
Did you see that clip, Brandon?
Nah.
Oh, he just like, because everybody's mad at him about
the Putin stuff.
Yeah, the Putin stuff.
Right.
And he did like an official White House press conference, and basically it was like 3 minutes of him getting to the point of saying, I said... would, but I actually meant wouldn't.
And yes.
It was an error.
Yeah, that's...
It was
a classic
cunning speech strategy. Tactical speech is what that is.
Yeah,
it's a classic misdirect.
Well, I've been thinking about this a lot. Like I've said it a few times that Trump has like the most powerful brain type, and it's like he has what Dan Quinn and Brian Pumper have, where it's just like, no matter what happens, no matter what people see you or hear you do, or people say about you, you're like just gonna keep going on. Like you can't be embarrassed, and it's like. That is the highest expression of it. Like you say this thing and it just dominates the news cycle for like 3 days, how you said it and what you did and everyone saw you and everyone's saying you're a dick and you
Is
suck.
Brian Pumper the one that was like, sometimes you got to crack an egg on
that's
a bitch's
him.
Head?
Yeah, that's him. And the highest expression of that, yeah, is he comes back and he's like, oh, I like meant the opposite. Okay, next thing.
It was actually opposite day
yeah.
on that day. So, yeah.
And it's cool because it's like that. It's every time he does something, there are like a few things he can do that will like cause Republicans to like leak stories to the press where they're like, sources close to me, the guy who's leaking this to you, but doesn't want to be named as the guy who's leaking this to you. You know, like sources close to John Kelly or Jeff Flake or someone say that they are mad at Trump. They're rebuking him for this. Like you had that after Charlottesville, you had it last time he like did Russia stuff. But then like all Trump has to do is be like, oh, I like meant something else. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Business as usual.
That's fair enough.
And that's why
yes.
they shouldn't report on those anymore. I don't give a shit if like a Republican who like won't name themselves to the press is like, personally, I don't like this at all. It's like, yeah. Okay. You're just going to go back and like nothing will change.
Just strolling into his office, like having one of his assistants be like, I want you to leak to the press that I'm bravely standing
up to him. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like very, very middle school where you just like some girl comes up to be like, oh yeah, Michelle's mad at you and she doesn't want to go steady with you anymore.
Oh, by the way, just speaking of Brian Pumper, I've got an idea for an SNL packet sketch.
No Pumper.
Well, that's good. That's good. I was thinking Brian Pumper omelet bar.
Honey,
where
I'm listening.
He's cracking eggs on like multiple bitches' heads.
With the
making omelets.
The frying pans are shaped like women's heads.
Yeah.
But it's sex positive. It's not sex positive.
The show could be called Brian Vanderpumper Rules.
Brian Pumper would be amazing on Vanderpump
Rules. He would be really great. I want him and Lala to date.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen the show
Lala,
yet.
Oh, you haven't seen
it?
No,
is it good?
Oh, brother.
Oh, it's the most amazing show. If you
you got to do my friend Lara's Vanderpump Rules podcast while you're in town.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the invite. I would love to do it.
Yeah, Lala, you've not seen this show. Lala Kent is one of these. She's like one of these white women that says Tupac is her spirit animal.
Oh,
she's like that type of person.
The coolest type of white woman.
The coolest type of white woman.
My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend. That's why you're in LA, because you're dating Lala Kent.
Well, I'm dating seven women who all wear white T-shirts with black text that say, "Put your hair in a bun, brew some coffee, put on a gangster rap, and handle that." Yes, yeah. I'm using the term gangster rap in 2018. Fucking awesome, dude. Spiritual gangster is like, you know, I've been getting into this space where I think it's cool to talk like 2008 4chan again. And most AIDS shirt. It's a very AIDS shirt.
You've been calling things AIDS.
Well, yeah. I'm doing it ironically, but I'm just doing it so much. It really isn't ironic anymore.
Well,
is
that's
it?
The thing is, like, you do something long enough. I was posting feet pics ironically. Now I'm just a sex worker.
Oh my god! Whenever I'm on Twitch and my chat says to like post feet, I like surreptitiously flash them. We were gonna have a foot cam on Twitch, but it turns out you can't do like that's
multicams
not allowed. Because it's like a fetish thing. Same reason you can't stream shirtless. Yeah.
Wow. Damn. Twitch is sex negative.
Have you been?
Wait, you can't stream shirtless?
No, you
can't. Is it shocking that Twitch is sex negative?
Yeah. Wait. Like, I just want to know what the ramifications are if you pop the top on Twitch.
Oh, you get suspended.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you get an official. You cannot
Twitch shirtless.
No,
right?
I haven't.
No, that's shocking.
No, I'm trying not to get suspended. That's why every time I like go to the bathroom or something, I yell at loan option not to get me sued.
Literally, what's the point of working out if you can't go on Twitch and stream shirtless?
Really? Yeah. You know what? Because this is a little insight from a professional gamer. The way that the webcam is positioned, all you really have to work out are your shoulders and your traps.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they gotta lift this shirtless ban. And we're talking a Felix V. Hassan Piker Twitch stream. Like, you're shirtless. It's fucking skins versus skins.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Ooh, I'm liking the sound of that.
Whoa, this is... I mean, Ooh. That's the thing is I'm banned from being horny, but you're not.
Oh, yeah, I could get horny all I want.
Yeah, Jack's allowed to get horny.
Do you have a lot... How's the Twitch going?
Pretty well. I mean, we're waiting on like the big ticket items. I was supposed to stream Metal Gear last week, but I had to get an older vid card. I know your audience is really excited to hear about how capture card technology works, but basically the PlayStation 3 can't use the current generation of capture cards, so I had to buy an old one. I think you should put that on the teaser for this episode, me explaining
capture
cards.
You might be surprised that like the topic might resonate with some of our audience.
Well, if it was my audience, we would put that in preview and we'd get at least 20 comments that are like, "Actually, you can. You just need a fucking HDMI splitter, you fucking idiot." Dude, like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, your fans, seeing your subreddit and seeing the Cumtown subreddit like makes me a little terrified of growing this podcast any further.
I wouldn't call it Goofus and Gallon, just two different types of Goofuses.
Yeah.
No, like, I think our subreddit is fine. I think like anytime there are people who are like fans of anything at all, you're going to get a lot of people who are like, most people will be like, "I like this, and here's some like associated things with it that I'll talk about off topic." And you'll get like a few people who are just like, "I fucking hate everyone on the show. The show fucking sucks dick. I listen to every episode." Yeah. It's like you're going to get that with literally anything
whatever. Most of the people on the Chapo subreddit are like good boys. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is a little bit of it.
Some guys are too good boys, and they haven't had sex, and then they get featured on other podcasts.
Do you say retarded on Chapo?
I've been saying it. I've been trying not to say it.
But like that
not
was
because
like
I'm like not
thing,
because
right?
I'm like a great person, but like I was in a group DM with somebody and like their kid was disabled, and I was like, they didn't even say anything to me. I was like, I shouldn't say that as much, you know. It's just like, it's not even like being a good person. It's just like,
it's just like, some of my best friends are retarded.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I still say it privately all the time.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. But, you know.
That's fair. I mean, yeah. I don't really say it.
I feel weird saying it generally.
Yeah, it feels bad.
It's just I don't have to consciously think. It just is natural.
Right.
I mean, it just sounds so like the syllables in it hit so hard. It's like, if you really want to be a fucking annoying nerd about it, you could be like, oh, well, idiot means the same thing. And it's like, yeah, that's true. But it's like, I don't want to like, I mean, it's like pretty easy to avoid doing it. I mean, if people don't like it, they don't like it.
Territory is like, don't say crazy. That's ableist.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Right. That's like the hard line for me. It's like, don't say dumb.
Yeah.
It's there are people who like, love our show and are like, I just don't like the parts where you make fun of people's appearances. And I'm like, what do you like about the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty hefty amount, right?
One of the biggest things we do in the show
is like calling like journalists ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of the main, that's one of the, core food groups.
Yeah. So I'd say, we have this like, portion of people who are like there are a few people that listen that are like, don't say dumb or whatever, and or don't make fun of small dicks or stuff like that.
That's the funniest possible ableist accusation.
Yeah,
is having is micro penises
or just any small dick, be like, sir, that is ableist.
Yeah, and for that it's like, I don't really get upset with them at all. It's more like, it's more telling, not anything telling that's bad on them, but it just like, it sort of shows that like the spectrum of what people think is like permissible or like just beyond the line offensive is way more fluid than you think. Because it's like, if you like somebody and think that the thing they do is like worthwhile and good to some extent, you can be like a pretty like aggressively, I don't even think these people are like aggressive with it, you can just be like a very woke person, like far more so than I am. And you can, if you like something, you can disconnect. Most people can.
Yeah.
Most people are able to. If you look at what still does well in media, you got to figure most people are, right?
Yeah.
You're like ignoring things.
Yeah. And dude, it's like, you got to. You fucking got to. It's like,
I don't think you guys really cross the line ever.
Nah, we do. It's debatable. It's debatable. What is the line?
Like, just constantly move. I mean, it just depends.
The goalposts are moving. You know, the goalposts move.
Well, constantly. Yeah, that's what I find. It's like everyone who will make a big issue out of like getting something like, oh, you made fun of like the shooting or something. It's like, I've seen you like, you were all making the same Bush did 9/11 jokes like 2 years ago. Don't fucking lecture me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know.
It's so weird how fast that went from like too soon to hack.
Oh my God. It was so over, because you know why? Once something like crosses that line a little bit where it's safe to do it, everyone who holds himself back from doing everything else will jump on it because it's their one indulgence. It's like how
it's their cheat day.
It's their cheat day. It's like the way that people who work office jobs get shit-faced on like Friday. It's their one thing they can do, and they just fucking overdo it, and it's not funny anymore.
Dude, you're fucking sipping that CBD water.
Whoops.
Dude,
I thought I was just getting alkaline water, dude, but it's...
That's Alka CBD water.
Really?
You must be tripping balls.
Oh, I'm so high.
I don't think there's CBD in this.
No, there's CBD.
Really?
Look,
I do feel pretty good.
It says hemp beverage.
Okay.
I feel good. I may just be a huge pussy, but I do get like a buzz off CBD stuff. I may just be the biggest pussy in the world.
You're just like, oh, man.
How funny would that be if I went to rehab for CBD products?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love popping a few CBD mints and then going on YouTube and searching trippy videos. Yeah. Watch when you're high.
Watching Pink Floyd The Wall on like VK.
I watched like the fucking like Windows Music visuals. I turned the visuals on and, fucking blast Hendrix.
I get bored when I have like a night to myself and I can't sleep. Sometimes I see how much CBD I could ingest, and it never really does much.
It doesn't. Well, it doesn't.
You start feeling weird.
It doesn't get you high.
Am I just like a pussy or something?
I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it might be a placebo effect, honestly. I think like.
But I know. But every time I've taken it, I'm like, okay, this doesn't get you high. But like, my back hurts or something sometimes, and so I'll take it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm like kind of high.
Some of it has THC in it. It depends.
I don't think this does, though.
No, and that might not actually have real CBD in it. Sometimes it's like a weird, like a hemp cannabinoid, like
sometimes
not really
it's like some fucking voodoo.
Voodoo, yeah.
Some sort of bullshit voodoo.
What if it's just like fent in the bottle? And I'm like, oh man, I love this. And the best part, all natural.
Fentanyl water. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
This is just like lean for like white people in LA. Just fent in a fancy water bottle that says hemp water.
That's Echo Park lean.
Yeah.
Dude, back to the line of what's right and not. It's like very, I've always been progressive. I feel like your podcast has helped me like get more involved in like leftist politics, I guess. But just after you, like when you trudge into that like sector of the internet and just like that, there's like way too many separate groups within like leftist politics, and it's like there are some that just like have no connectivity to each other, and it's like a very baffling waters to
I try not like, to get too far into it.
It's like communists getting mad at socialists or getting mad at liberals.
Yeah, but that shit is like a lot of that is like a legitimate debate over like how they see the world. Like you'll get a lot of like legitimate debates in there, and then you'll get things that are just clearly about personalities and like resentments. But
Tankies don't fuck with you guys, right?
I feel like they do.
I know a couple, but it's like, you know, you get a little bit of everybody. You get the thing that will surprise you as much is like the people that hate you will be the people that like you. I feel like.
Right.
I don't fully understand tanky.
I don't even like the term. I don't even like the term tanky though. I feel like there are a lot of.
For the audience's sake, tankies are, they're like pro Stalin communists, right? They're Leninists.
They're Marxist-Leninists, but I don't even really... The term is like, it's like used to insult Marxist-Leninists. And like, the fact is, there are a lot of Marxist-Leninists who do like a lot of really good work. There are a lot of people in like PSL, for instance, who I think do very good work. And it just, it's sort of like, it's just a way to like say like, oh, these people are cranks. And like, when people say tanky most of the time, they mean like, there's like an insular community of like four or five insane people online.
What's
PSL? Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Oh, that's also pumpkin spice latte.
Exactly. Pumpkin. I think bring those jokes back.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people that are just constantly posting. I mean, they're like tankies. They're just constantly posting, and like, just the pattern is that they're always like pissed off at something or like pissed off at somebody else. And it begs the question of like, what do you want? Like specifically want? It's like a question that like, I don't know what you want to do. Like, what do you want to happen? It's some of these, like some of my friends too.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
Yeah,
it's like,
but I
at
feel
what
like,
point
yeah,
is
that's,
it just like a club?
That's beyond politics. That's just like, that's a type of person.
That's
I mean,
just people that get off on being mad.
There is. Yeah. That's a whole thing now that is just sinking in more and more is that people think that there's some kind of virtue to just having an opinion at all. Like that's inherently virtuous to be mad about something, but do nothing about it. It's very bizarre. It's a Twitter symptom.
Well, it's an American thing, I feel like. I feel like people live their entire lives like feeling this sort of latent baseline anger. I feel like that's a very Midwestern thing too. It's this silent simmering constant rage.
Oh yeah.
But
it's a dad thing.
Yeah, Americans are more talkers than doers.
100%.
Yeah, 100%. So this is a type of guy we've all known where it's like, if anyone ever fucked with my kid, I don't have a kid, by the way, but if they ever did, oh my God. That's why people like John Wick so much, because it's like,
yeah,
it's a great movie, but it's like the people's fantasy is like, if you ever fucked with my dog, I'd fucking murder everyone you knew. And it's like, you wouldn't do anything, but it's like, you get to live through this guy and be like, yeah, that's me.
That's why there's 500 Taken movies.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. People's fantasy is that someone they'll be able to prove themselves. And it's like, I think that's why, like, the government is never going to confiscate anyone's guns. But that's why the big cause of the Second Amendment, NRA people, is if they come for it, because they know it's not going to happen. And furthermore, they know, if like jackbooted ATF guys are going door to door, they would just roll over. They would do what they've always done, which is absolutely nothing.
Yeah, they would be torn to supporting the force versus their guns.
Yeah,
but you know, then again, there are people online who are like, you know, they're legit cause to be angry, and they are angry all the time, and it's just like, you yeah, their lives are shitty. And I don't say that as like, you know, I feel like that's every time like a shitty comedian burns somebody on Twitter. They're like, oh, your life sucks. I make millions of dollars. Oh, it's,
that's always, that's always fucked me out so when, bad. Like celebs are like, oh, you live in a basement.
Yeah, it's like, shut the fuck
up. Yeah, it's like, don't reply.
Yeah, exactly. It's so easy not to reply to things. But no, I mean like their lives are bad because of material conditions that are beyond their control. And like, yeah, they can be angry all the time. But I feel like, you know, it's hard to tell who is and who isn't that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is like sometimes I've like, I was tweeting about like the people on Twitter that are like, oh, like this is a hell website. I hate it.
Hate
and then they still tweet 500 times a day.
They'll never leave.
But I was
leave.
Like, I was talking about that kind of person and there were like a couple people that were like, oh, well, some people don't have like the luxury of blah, blah, blah. Like so there's people that are like, I have no choice. I have to tweet 500 times a day.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I always think, you know, I always think it's funny are the people who change their display name once they allowed you to do really long display names. It's like, you know, Dennis Flem would like you to know Jackson Nazi at Jackson Nazi. Yeah. And it's like, if you legitimately believed that Jack was a Nazi, why do you still like post on his website 100 times
at,
a day?
At Jack, the founder of Twitter, not Jack Wagner, by the way, just for the listeners.
Yeah. They think that
thousands of people think I'm a Nazi.
Yeah.
But at Jack, the guy, the Twitter guy, Jack Dorsey.
Yeah.
It's not that he's a Nazi. He's just like a lazy guy who wants to make a lot of money and like won't like ban a huge user.
Yeah, people are always very shocked when they get like banned or something and they think that there's like, like the CEO of Twitter is like going through a list and just like, you're banned, sir.
I love that.
It's not just like an algorithm.
When conservatives will like, they'll reply to every David Hogg tweet and be like, see how tough you are. Do you think, just fucking stand in front of me. I will try to remove your clothing. Do you think you could stop me without a gun? I will try. Here is my address. If we fall down together, we're on the ground. That's just what happens. We can take it from there. Do you hear me, you little piece of shit? And it's like then, of course, they like get banned, and they're like, "Wow, your Jack's dick. Really afraid of conservative voices."
Your dick versus my mouth, buddy. Let's go.
Yeah. Do you think you could beat me in the fight for the covers in my bed, David Hogg?
Oh yeah, we got into that on just like how the anger towards David Hogg is always very homoerotic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always
just
incredibly
put me in a room
homoerotic.
With you for 5 minutes. That's all I want.
I loved all the
I'm
six
begging
just
for
give
it.
Me listen, kid. Give me 7 minutes in heaven and I will fucking wreck you.
Dude, I fucking dare you to spin the bottle on me. Yeah, I loved all the 60-year-old guys who were like, that kid needs a good spanking. And he's like, he's like 18. Yep. Like, who the fuck? That's like, that's just such boomer psychosis because it's like, my dad spanked me until I was 24. And boomers have such a, like a funny concept of that because like their parents, the greatest generation, had the most PTSD ever out of anyone because they lived through the Great Depression and fought World War II. And so, but they're all like emotionally stoic outwardly, but then they would like do Valium and get drunk. And wake their little boomer kids up in the 50s at night and be like, because they're having like a flashback of like their best friend getting shot in the head or like when their parents had to like sell their little sister so they could buy a husk of corn in 1929. And they're like, you are the most precious, perfect human being who has ever existed. No one can ever tell you no. And then go back not to talking to their kids for like 3 months. So boomers like grew up and were like just the most fucked up people. And then they just got the most money out of any generation. It's like, they're the most. That's why they're such good posters, is because it's like they were made in a lab to fuck people up as much as possible, but also give them like the most entitlement out of anyone possible. It's why boomers are better posters than Gen Xers, because they're so entitled. They're almost coming around to irony. Like they're mad at moderators now.
Right.
Even though they're like 62. Yeah.
That's just like, you painted such a vivid portrait of my grandpa too. And I just like surfaced so many funny memories. Like when I was a kid, I used to just be over there every day at my grandparents. Well, my parents would work, so I was just like half raised by my grandparents. But my grandpa is just like a World War II vet. only later did I piece together like how much action he saw, but like very stoic and bizarre, a bizarre guy, and like would put me in situations that I later learned were very weird. Like one of them, he like woke, I used to shoot guns a lot when I was a kid, like BB guns. One of them, I had to be like 6 or 7 or something, but he woke me up and he's like, "Jack, come on." And he like had BB guns and he's like lured me outside and we like army crawled to the fence. We had to like shoot like a pest in the yard. And,
wait, was your grandpa army crawling?
We were both like sneaking up around the fence and wow. He wanted me to like shoot a cat. There was like a cat in the yard and he was like trying to shoot like a cat. And I don't think we did it. I can't like quite remember. And then he did that again with a possum. And we were just like, most of the time we just sit around the kitchen table and eat bread and butter. And he would just like, like not talk. And then I remember one time he was just like, "I want to shoot a crow and raise it back to health."
And he like told me, "Raise it back to health." Holy shit. Holy fucking shit.
Like had this plan that he had clearly been working on for a while that he wanted to shoot it in the wing and like raise it back to health in the kitchen to like be his pet. Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, awesome. Fucking awesome.
And then in high school, like, I don't know, old people do this thing, I think, where they start to think they're going to die and they start giving away stuff. But he would give away like very weird things to me. Like I went over there to mow his lawn one time and he gave me like 9 guns. And I just like drove like,
wait, like what's like handguns?
2 shotguns, a pistol, a couple rifles.
Damn.
Yeah. Just like, I was like, okay, sure. And I like just drove home with them in my Jeep, like unregistered guns. And I still have them to this day.
Wow.
Yeah. But at the time I was like, okay,
you have
like,
these, a lot of guns. You just have these unregistered guns lying around?
I think I registered one of them. No, they're in Chicago.
You're going to go down like T.I. That's what they got T.I. on.
There's really? Just like...
Well, you remember?
They're also so dorky. Like, I mean, they're like sporting. Like, I have
They got him on
like,
tilting his hat too much.
<laughs> his hat is
way too tall.
Way
your
too head, large.
I love T.I.'s fashion pictures where he'll be wearing like he's dressed like fucking Sweeney Todd. And he's like, "Y'all can't pull this off," and it's like, "No, no one can.
No, I don't.
You can't.
Yeah, nobody want you. We don't want to."
I worked, bad, dude.
I worked on T.I.'s reality show for a couple weeks, and it was a beautiful experience.
Oh wow.
Actually it was a horrible experience, but kind of like one of those shitty ones that you look back on and realize it was funny. I brought my roommate Lyndon, who I mean he's been referenced in the pod. He's a legend. He's a very bizarre guy. kind of quiet and bizarre in a good way. I brought him on and like somehow he did not have a ton of experience, and somehow he got assigned on like he like was a personal dude that drove around T.I.'s wife Tiny and like her friends.
Oh yes, this was the title was T.I. and Tiny.
Yeah,
right?
Or maybe like Family Throne or something like that. I don't remember the exact name, but yeah, and they're just like he had to just like take them shopping for like a week and like to steakhouses, and they like I consistently got reports back, be like, "Man, this guy is weird. Like, can we have another guy?" Sorry. And
About Lyndon?
Yeah. And the main memory I have from T.I. is that, like, and actually I respected him. Like, at the time, this was really weird and annoying, but I respected him for it later. But he, like, his kid, like, found a lavalier microphone, which on a reality show, there's, like, tons of wireless mics. It's not unusual, but, like, found one in the hotel where everybody is set up. And, like, T.I. brought it to, like, one of the producers with his kid and, like, was, like, "My kid found this, like you need to thank him," like basically like helping his kid like hustle. And he like basically demanded that the producer pay his kid money, like cash, because he found it, because the kid could have kept it, kind of thing.
Like a finder.
And the producer was like very confused, like, "Yeah, finder's fee." And the producer was like, "What? Like, you want cash?" Like very confused. And then T.I. just kind of like sternly hustled him. And he like pulled out petty cash and gave the kid like $200 or something.
Wow.
And like taught him a weird lesson.
What if wasn't teaching his kid a lesson? He just wanted $200.
Yeah, I did. Like, at the time, I thought that was very weird, especially because like I'm pretty sure T.I. is probably an executive producer of the show. Like,
yeah,
it's like kind of coming out of his money anyway, in a sense.
Yeah,
that it's like,
yeah. What was that?
I was like, damn. At least I was like, yeah. I mean, he's not like bullshitting. That's like he just like hustled his own film crew.
Yeah,
like,
that show was so funny. I laughed really hard. You know Desus and Mero, obviously, right?
Yes.
Mero used to have this blog called Victory Light that was the funniest shit ever. He took it offline. I imagine he's like probably got a book deal or something, and he's right. Like gonna probably draw from the. It was. I wish I would pay him like $500 to just download the archives of that blog. It was so fucking funny. He would
you
review.
You can probably find it on like archive.org.
I hope. Yeah. I met him once, and I was like, "I've been reading. I read you since Victory Light," and he like hugged me. He had no idea who the fuck I was, but yeah. He said, it was just like a throwaway joke.
Right.
He was like, "Yeah, T.I. couldn't be on the album because he was filming 'I'm Finna Go to Prison' season 4." It was
great.
It was the great joke because it's like, yeah, how come there were like 6 reality shows where T.I.'s like, "I'm going to prison and I have to make everything right"?
Oh, I know. Well, actually, I think I know an answer to that. Like, I vaguely remember his sentencing involving a series of community service, and one of the, I could be dead wrong, but I do remember this, that there was some negotiations where he would do kind of like public things, like to teach people lessons. Like that was a form
of that. Was that why that song, wow, Be Better Than Me was on, I think the one he came out with in 2008?
Yeah.
The possibly. One, yeah, the one where he's like, "I've been rapping about selling drugs for 3 albums. Here's why that's bad."
Yeah. Well, I feel like he might have done some PSA Trump stuff too.
That is sort of Trump, yeah. Yeah. It's like, "I've done the best deals, I've screwed over the most people, and now I'm not doing, I'm working for you."
Making deals for America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But that's a great move though. If he could just turn this reality show he made money off of into community service. Brilliant.
Oh, that's you're profiting off of community service.
Yeah, I mean, everyone saw
you're canceling out all the fines or whatever.
It's the opposite of community service, really. You're making, you're getting syndication fees, and you know, everyone saw those pictures of Chris Brown on like the trash pickup crew. You know, and he got community service, and T.I. was like, "That's not going to be me."
How many people has he assaulted now, Chris Brown?
Oh yeah, he got what was the what was going on with that?
He's just fully punching everybody.
And he has like a song with Joyner Lucas.
Who's that?
The like "I'm Not Racist." Yeah. No, the song "I'm Not Racist," where it's like a white guy rapping, and he's saying the N-word, but then you realize like, oh, it's not the white guy rapping.
It's the MAGA
lip syncing the
Joyner Lucas verse. Yeah, and then Joyner it's like Lucas. A black guy explaining what it's like to be black.
Yeah, they have like a huge song together where it's like the video is them in like a prison, and like the like prison guards are afraid of Chris Brown, and he's like, I think he's like in a straitjacket.
I love that.
That's my favorite rap video move, is when like the rapper is in a straitjacket because his rhymes are too crazy.
I love that.
My rhymes are psycho.
Yeah.
It's that, and then when like the government is chasing them because they're like, "Birdman can't get in a song with T-Pain and T.I. That would be too crazy. Right. We have to arrest them.
We'd have to stop." Yeah, the army is like, these bars are too powerful.
Too good. Yeah. Or when it's this is the Holy Trinity. The third part of the Holy Trinity is when a government agent is interrogating a rapper for being too good at rapping.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Kendrick Lamar did that. I'm like, aren't you like too cool to do this?
Right.
Like,
The other pillar of that is fake news stories on rap albums.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Like, it would just be like,
reports have come in that Eminem is too good at rapping.
Yeah, or be like, I swear to God, like 4 Young Jeezy albums opened with like, "We are getting reports that Young Jeezy has been shot and killed. The entire city is mourning him. He was a very loved rapper and he was murdered." And then Young Jeezy would come in like, "Ha! I'm still alive."
Yeah. I love the news reports are the best because it's like they're doing the thing you do like when you're a kid where you like you fantasize. It's like, what would it be like if I disarmed a terrorist? I could finally have sex. I would be on the news, and it's like them doing that. It's like Jay-Z did it on a Reasonable Doubt where he's like, the news report is like, "Rapper Jay-Z has been caught with the most drugs ever. He's also the coolest man, and he's fucked every girl in New York." And it's like, you're like 26. You can't still do that. That sucks, dude.
That's so funny.
It is a very middle school mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like if you gave a middle schooler like all of the money and power.
Yeah. Well, that's like the best rap video ever. Victory, Diddy, Busta Rhymes. Mm, like, that's a great song, actually.
Classic song.
But it's just like, it's like you can tell Diddy was just like, he saw like Heat and he was like, "That's so cool, I'm gonna do that." And he does it, and it's like Dennis Hopper is like a nondescript like crime boss, and he's like, I want them to stop rapping. And then Busta Rhymes is wearing like a garbage bag on top of the Statue of Liberty and he's rapping. And then Diddy goes into a church and like yells, like he raps to the crucifix. And it's like,
oh, very good.
It's like you spent like
on his knees.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like you spent like $200 million making this and it has like no semblance of a plot. Like there's none of these like go together. Like there's right. It's like Dennis Hopper's like, we can't let him rap in that church. It's like Final Fantasy. If he gets all the rap emeralds in the church,
yeah,
he's gonna make the best song ever. We can't let him.
I do not understand how that man functions. I've never been to one, but I've heard stories about his like Miami parties.
Oh, the white parties.
Yeah, but he also just throws like after every big Miami festival, he'll throw a party. But they start at 5 a.m. Like that's when they start.
Yeah,
and he's that just like he's shit, dude. He's in his at least 40s, right? Like I hear about these, and I'm like, yeah, I would never be able to stay awake that long.
You've heard like his theory about like I think it's like the 70-30 method or something. Where he's like talking about how like he's like 70% of the time like I will be the best boyfriend and I will like treat you like a queen and a princess and I will be amazing. I will be amazing to you and I will give you all the money and buy you so many foods. And then 30% of the time I will cheat on you. But the 70% of the time I'm going to be an amazing boy. I'm going to be the best boyfriend.
Well, that's like over a 2-to-1 ratio.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's just insane. That's just like being like, a bad guy. that's not a management strategy. Right. It's like
it's also a management strategy that makes sense if you're like a billionaire. Mm-hmm. Like it's like you can get away with that, but like if you're poor, if you're poor, you can't be like, listen, I will occasionally cheat on you, but sometimes I will like pay for a meal at Outback.
What do you even do the 70% of the time? You're like,
right.
Yeah, when we're at my house, like I'm trying to remember my friend's Netflix password.
And with Diddy, it's like, yeah, well, I don't know. Like, I guess like when he's like with his girl, it's like, listen, babe, you're getting free Ciroc. You're getting free Aqua Hydrate.
Yeah, just all the
you're
products
free,
he gets comped.
Sean John slides. And, you know, then 30% of the time, I'm going to cheat.
Do you ever feel like Donald Trump Jr. is like he was the last person in America to buy a new Sean John item?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like you in saw like 2013, he's like, this is still cool,
what
right?
What was the... Yeah, he's got like every Sean John polo.
Hey, oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. You saw Donald Trump Jr. like tweeted lit about like the Supreme Court situation where he was like, oh, like my dad gets to choose a new Supreme Court justice. It's fucking lit.
I love it's lit because it's not like it's good or like it's the right choice for the country. It's like Don Jr. is like too stupid to realize he's doing it, but it's like, isn't it crazy that my fucking idiot dad gets to pick a guy who will be on the court for 50 years? My dumbass dad who like made Tito Ortiz cry on TV and now he's the president. My dad who's the reason I'll never be happy. It's lit. I'm lit, fam.
Yeah, he's by far.
Don't let the tears fool you. I'm having a great time.
I like when he like retweet baits his dad. Just like, will like come and be like borderline just being like, please retweet dad.
Yeah.
The saddest thing ever was when he wished his dad. We can't really talk about this without like attributing Ashley Feinberg because she just finds the saddest junior content.
Oh, no, she was just amazing. On Chapo.
Yeah. Right? Ashley Feinberg rules. She's uniquely understands Don Jr.'s psyche.
Yes.
But when he's like wishes his dad happy birthday with him tagged in it, it's like. Yeah, this is the only
happy
way.
Happy birthday at Real Donald Trump about his dad.
That's fucking crushing. That's crushing.
That's really sad. It's like a very fascinating like character study.
Yeah, because
like it's like just on like an anthropological level.
Yeah, I already said this on the show, but it's like Don Jr. is what Don Sr. would be like if he didn't have that like. I feel like it's such a one in a million personality type. That Donald Trump personality type. He's not in Gemini season, you know? Donald Trump's a Gemini.
Yeah.
So he's able to pull it off. But Don Jr. just, he can't, like, just that shame and humiliation follows him everywhere. He just can't turn it off. He can't turn it off. He can't, like, when he tries to, like, own somebody on Twitter, it's like
all this, the greats. The greats are Geminis.
All the Jordan Peterson, Kanye West,
Macklemore's album is called Gemini.
Yes,
I'm assuming he's a Gemini.
Probably, but yet, like, fucking
yeah.
When Don Jr. tries to own somebody on Twitter, it's just like everyone's like, shut the fuck up, dude. But when Don Sr. does it, it's like A, at some guy at the FBI no one has ever heard of, and B, it like makes no sense. He's like, hey, Joseph Splotz, former assistant director of financial crimes. What does it feel like to have a wife who sucks? And it's like, and all the conservatives are like, you fucking got him. Don Jr. actually tries to like catch somebody in something. He's like left Twitter. He like tries to do like a side by side, and everyone's like, dude, you fucking suck. Go away. Like,
he's just such a sad suburban archetype of like,
yeah,
guy who's afraid of his dad.
Yeah, and just like entrepreneur, like Facebook job title guy. He's the guy that also like has a mildly successful like home remodeling startup, but gets like his secretary that he's cheating on his wife with like turns on him when he tries to fire her.
Yeah,
and just like has to go to court.
It's like he does all the things that Don Draper does, but he's like very hapless. Like no one respects him enough to like not fuck him over.
How different do you think the timeline would be if like the president played catch with his son once?
I think it's the same timeline.
You think it's the same timeline? Okay,
so it would just be.
He was not loved by his father.
Yeah, I mean, do you think how would Don Jr. turn out?
How would Don Jr. turn out?
I mean, he would be like Ivanka. Like he was nice to Ivanka. Yeah. It wouldn't make any of them good people. Like Ivanka is just, you can tell she has like the. I mean, she's just like so fucking.
He'd be such, like less insecure.
He'd be less insecure. Yeah. Like Ivanka isn't insecure. She's just in a fucking bubble because like. Right. Everything was handed to her and her dad was nice to her. And it's right. Like, well, she's still like a fucking repellent person.
Yeah.
But yeah, Don Jr. would just, I mean, it'd be worse because he would be as much of an asshole, but he would be like self-confident.
Don Jr. is mostly mad, I think, all the time, because I think he thought that this presidency would somehow result in him like getting to go to the Grammys and the Oscars and like walk the red carpet as a celebrity.
Yeah.
And just nobody invites him to shit. So now he just has to go to like, you know, like CPAC red carpet and like whatever Charlie Kirk's thing is. Like he just goes to like Charlie Kirk's birthday parties.
Well, so much of conservatism is that, and it's so weird because it's like they have every branch of government. They have shocking domination of state politics because of Alec and the Koch brothers, and all they really want is like to be respected on TV.
Yeah,
like the thing that the only thing liberals have now, that's the thing they want. Grass is always greener.
I'm so mad that they stole the word based.
Yeah, that's like they,
how did that even happen?
Isn't that so
weird?
They
like changed the meaning kind of,
right?
It's weird because it's like the actual meaning of based is like the opposite of base. For them just means like, oh, you're really racist. Like,
yeah. Which, like, Lil B changed the main meaning, too.
Right.
And, like, made it his own. Because it used to mean that, like, you hit a plateau and you're not going to get any higher than that.
Yeah.
And but he, like, appropriated that.
But he made it his own and then, like,
reappropriated it, I should say.
Stole it from Lil B.
Yeah. Very weird. Lil B created, like, all of modern culture.
Yeah.
He did. I mean,
all of modern rap, all of modern politics.
Well, all of modern rap, you can trace it to 3-6, Lil B, and Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
That's where it all comes from.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Agreeable. Fairly, yeah. Like, modern, like, gangster rap, even though we just joked about, like, there. First of all, actually, I'm going to shift points. Like, gangster rap is a funny thing to say now, but it's weird that there's not,
it seems
like
something Michael Scott would say.
I know. Yeah. Well,
wait, what is modern? Well, like, what? Who's doing modern gangster rap?
I mean, like 6ix9ine and.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
it means
like,
good rap.
Yeah.
What 6ix9ine does.
Well, I will say, like, rap's come a long way of being like a weird side genre of music. But
I still haven't listened to a full 6ix9ine song, by the way.
It only takes you 2 minutes.
Bicky Sticky or whatever. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What is it called?
That song is called Gummo, where he goes, Blicky got the stiffia.
Yeah, Blicky got a stiffy.
Well, it's weird. My friend Aaron, he like loves listening to 6ix9ine. He never listens to rap. He only listens. He's like a big metal guy.
Yeah.
And I think I know why you like it. It's because he's like yelling on every song.
Because he's yelling.
It's like high energy.
It's like screamo rap.
Yeah. There's this video Academics posted of this white guy in his car and he's listening to a 6ix9ine song. And he gets so amped, he like rips his shirt off and starts screaming along. And it's like, oh wait, yeah, that's it. It's like fucking pissed white. That's what they have now instead of like corn.
You're this like a obsessed video of you. With Academics.
I think Academics is one of the most talented content creators.
Yeah.
He's like, he's just like a very savvy guy.
He's a curator.
Like, well, it's like very smart if you make that your thing where it's like, why is Juice WRLD mad at 6ix9ine? You're the guy with like the perfect length video. That's genius.
He's the rap
I know ingenuity when I see it. He's a genius.
Rap Keemstar 100%.
Rap Keemstar.
He's Felix more clever than Keemstar.
Felix made me watch Keemstar. A video with Keemstar before he got here. Yeah.
Keemstar has like gotten more respect lately somehow, I think.
You gotta hand it to him. Like respect from other bad people.
Yes. But no, it's like Keemstar is a survivor though. That's what's insane.
Rape?
No. No.
Wait, I don't.
No, what? I mean he's a survivor in that everyone hated him and he's like, I'll just hold on.
And then he just kept going.
And then it was fine. Like this guy on YouTube, this guy iDubbbz. Like, he made a video about like just torching Keemstar. It's like a very well produced 20-minute video about like how much he hates this guy, and it's like incontrovertible. It's like you can't really argue with it. And it's like everyone was like, oh, it's over for Keemstar, he's not going to be able to like report on like, you know, whatever beef between Minecraft YouTubers. And then he was just like, no, he has that Donald Trump energy.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, I'm just gonna keep doing it. You can't make me not keep doing it. And it's like, if you just like can really act like nothing happened,
100%,
you can survive 1,000%.
That's the most powerful
1,000%. That's
most
all you need
powerful
to do.
Brain. It's like why I think if Dan Quinn was born in better circumstances, he would be like a senator.
Yeah, I mean that's like that. That goes back to people like they'll only get mad. There won't be anything after that. There's rarely action, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just if you just be like, okay, they're mad, and then just move forward. You just keep going. People will stop. That's why Chris Brown is still popular.
Exactly. Everybody.
Yeah, just like, okay, yeah, you're mad. Like, I'm going to keep going.
Right. It's
the Trump brain is like, you're wrong for being mad also.
Right. The Trump brain is like, being mad shows what a piece of shit you are.
Yeah.
I feel like that brain comes in varying degrees of power. And like, probably the highest end of that brain is probably Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
It shows that you can OD on that. But it is just a shock. Dan Quinn, by the way, born on 9/11. Astrology.
Wow.
You don't know Dan Quinn? You've known me how long and I haven't shown you this guy?
Yeah, I don't know. I've known you for 50 years.
Dan Quinn is my favorite YouTube personality ever. And he's before like the hyper-produced like Jake Paul era of YouTube.
Okay.
He's from like 2007 YouTube.
What's his deal?
So Dan Quinn is in his 40s. And he was a former Notre Dame football player, like in the 80s.
Yes.
And he was expelled from Notre Dame for what he says was a false attempted assault charge on a woman.
Oh, wow.
Because the coach, Lou Holtz, hated him for making what he calls the play. And the play was where Dan stops Ironhead Hayworth on 4th and Inches. And this is very important to the story. As a white outside linebacker.
Ooh.
Because there's like a lot of weird racial politics in Dan Quinn where he's like, he affects like a lot of AAVE.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a black boy trapped in white skin. You've never seen a white boy dance like this. You've never seen a white boy this fast. He has like stories where he's like, man, I was just running track. I was just running around a track, and this old grandpa in a truck stopped and said, "You're the fastest white boy I've ever seen." Yeah. And he's like obsessed with it. Like he's obsessed with like being so amazing as a white man. He could be black, and Anyway, he...
Oh, I know this template of a guy, too.
Oh, yeah. It's like...
Just like immediately upon meeting a group of black guys, be like, you know, I'm black Irish, so we're...
Yeah. The Irish were slaves
type of...
Well, Dan, anyway, he got into boxing where, wouldn't you know it, people said he was like a black guy. You know, wouldn't you know it? He goes over here, too, and they're like, wow, you, sir, may be black. Even though you're like look like a character of an Irish person, and he gets addicted to meth, goes to jail, comes out, and he gets stevia, the natural sugar replacement, and he puts it in a blender with water, and he realizes that when you blend stevia in water, there's foam on top of it, and that foam is taking the toxins out of water, and when you drink this pure H2O, it can melt away tumors. It can work like a steroid. It could be a replacement good for cocaine. And so he's like, combining my not quite Caucasian speed and athleticism as a fighter, because he becomes an MMA fighter after this, and combining my discovery of stevia and pure H2O, I will become the richest man in the world, because I'm just going to resell stevia that I get from an online wholesaler. And it will make me so strong, I'll be able to knock out any MMA fighter to raise awareness of stevia. And I'm going to right every wrong in the world, starting with Lou Holtz. And he just has endless grievances. And he, like, I knew of him for a while, because he was, like, a big thing on MMA boards, because he was just this clearly insane man, was making videos addressed to, like, Dana White and Joe Rogan and Chuck Liddell, being, like, talking to this very, like, AAVE, but, like, AAVE from the 80s.
Right,
where he's like, he's like, listen here, player. You think you can fuck with me, Playboy? Like, it's just like very weird, very weird tone of speech. Like, he calls people stud, and people are like, who's this asshole? And I think for most of the MMA world, because they're just like pissed guys, they're like, you're a fucking idiot. You could never fight Chuck Liddell. But for some of us, we're like, well, this guy is like kind of an artist, you know, because he makes these 10 minute, that's the longest videos YouTube would allow you to make at the time, 10 minutes. And it was just, he was like Dr. Manhattan, the way he would like jump through time, different stories about his life. And he'd be like, this guy is kind of like an artist in how he talks and expresses himself and his mythology about himself. And he has his first MMA fight, and he fights Bond Lapua. And that's the other thing about Dan Quinn.
Who's that?
He's just some nobody. But okay. That's the thing about Dan Quinn. He like bends reality around him insofar that everyone he knows and talks to and interacts with has like an incredibly weird name. Figures in the Dan Quinn universe include Cal Worsham, Rick Cheek, Dave Huckaba.
Oh, wow.
Harry Paul, the Pitbull Gopal.
Wow.
And anyway, he beats Bond Lapua.
Oh, wow.
No one expected it, because he just looks like an out of shape, like skinny fat 40-year-old Irish man. And he would always say, like, he'd always take off his shirt and be like, do I look 42? And be like, he looks like the most 42-year-old guy ever. So it was amazing when he wins. And then, of course, after that, he just gets knocked out like six fights in a row. But the thing is, that never stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
He would always come back. Like, after he lost to Harry Paul, the Pitbull Gopal, who he later said gave him permission to say the N-word, even though he didn't.
Great.
He was like, yeah, actually, you know what? I was actually going to win that, but that stadium was very cold. And cold is, like, the only thing that really fucks with me. That's my only weakness, is cold. Mm-hmm. And they fucked with me, but I'm cool. He has to become cool with people that beat him to be like, that guy, the guy who beat me, is actually the best fighter in the world. And so he has, like... he's in jail now. And the point of that is that, like, you can OD on that thing where it's like you're never wrong and you can never be humiliated. You can get beat up on video six times in a row and be like, yeah, actually, that actually even shows how cool I am.
Right.
I know I said I was going to win that and I would stop making videos if I didn't. But actually, let me tell you the real story.
He went to jail for never being wrong.
Yeah, pretty much.
What did he finally get locked up for?
One time he got locked up for something called a false gassing charge, and I have no idea what that is to this day. Yeah. I don't know what that is.
That's when you tell somebody you have loud, but it's just mids.
Yeah, you're gassing them up.
That's false gas.
Wait, I'm doing some research right now. I cannot find his false gassing charge, but I do see his rap sheet, and it's like, dangerously long. Like, I'm on his Wikipedia.
It's so long.
Arrests is the longest section of his Wikipedia. And education is one sentence long, which is worth pointing out. But he's one of those guys that his charges are just like, his first, it'll be like an arrest, and then his next arrest is for violating the parole of like the previous one, and he just has to go back to jail, and it's just like an ongoing series of that. It's very dark.
It's so dark.
It's like a very good hole to dive into.
Well, yeah, no, the Dan Quinn community has been one of my rocks on the internet for quite some time. It is amazing that people you can... my friends in the Dan Quinn community are a British biochem researcher, an American architect.
They're going to come to your future wedding kind of vibe. Like, these are...
Well, it is. It's a very close connection because you feel like you've all... It's like, imagine if like Lost or The Sopranos only like 2,000 people were watching it.
Oh, yeah.
And only like 3 people really knew the entire plot. And we're like some of those 3 people. But Dan Quinn's my... How do we even get on? Oh, yeah. That personality type. Yeah. Dan Quinn has the most powerful Gemini season power.
Right. Yeah, even though he's not a Gemini.
I call it Gemini season.
Gemini season.
Because all the other guys with that power are Geminis. It's Jordan Peterson, Donald Trump, and Kanye. Those are all 3 of the guys who are like, you're wrong. I'm right about everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how Kanye can like get a signed Donald Trump hat and be like, okay, so you don't even know what I support about him.
Yeah.
It's it's
Jordan. Yeah, Jordan Peterson is like, it interestingly falls into that same category, but under different circumstances.
Yeah,
he like can't lose for different reasons. When he was in squirt gun fights as a kid, he would like start a squirt gun fight and then be like, actually, my mom says I can't get wet today. So this is a new polo shirt. I'm not allowed to get it wet. So you lose. You can't shoot me back.
That rocks. Like,
yeah.
Like Jordan Peterson. Literally, like, he wears like elevator mechanic outfit, like elevator operator suit jackets, and he like goes in front of 10,000 people and he's like,
I'm terrified of Elsa from Frozen.
And he's like, how could anyone disagree with me? Like, how dare you?
Dude, he's gonna fucking sell out Madison Square Garden.
He is. Jordan Peterson is gonna be the next PM of Canada. He's gonna beat Trudeau.
Yeah,
because Trudeau's gonna like wear a dashiki, and
my god,
Trudeau's gonna come out like dressed up like a geisha.
His eyebrow incident with Trudeau is a little old now, but like the eyebrow incident was just like, I was like, man, why are you wearing fake eyebrows?
God damn,
that was like the one time where when Trump was owning him about it, I was like kind of rooting for Trump. I was like, I mean, go for it, dude. Like, this is your time to shine.
He loves playing dress up.
Yeah, that
dude Trudeau,
the
and,
India trip, amazing.
Trudeau and Scarlett Johansson should collab.
Oh my god, yeah. Trudeau is gonna play C Murder in the story about C Murder getting framed, and Scarlett Johansson will play Master P. It'll be like when Dominic West does American accents, where she loses it halfway through. She'll be like, "You're about to get out now, boy." I'm a Gemini, but I don't have that power. I wish I did. I always think I'm gonna fail all the time.
No, you're Gemini season, dude.
I am Gemini season, but I don't have I don't have the Dan Quinn, Donald Trump power. Unfortunately,
you just haven't unlocked it. You have to get on the stevia, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, maybe when you're 30, it opens up for. But Kanye's at it forever.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the Chapo guys have realized their Gemini season power.
Well, I'm the only one.
I mean,
Gemini
he's the only
season,
one with Gemini season power.
They have their own, you know. You guys maybe have like kind of a Power Rangers.
I mean, I do kind of have it with video games where it's like whenever I lose, I'm like, dude, you are so fucking lucky. I didn't have better guns and I'm not better at the game. Honestly, I would have fucking killed you.
I mean, what's Big Dick Willie? Is he what's his sign?
Will is a Libra.
Okay.
Lion.
Yeah, he has strong leadership qualities. Yeah.
True.
Yeah,
today on the show, we're talking about the zodiac signs of all of the hosts of Chapo Trap House. that's how we bridge the gap between genders. Is like, yes, for the boys, we're talking about Chapo, but for the girls, we're talking about the Zodiac.
Well, ooh, ever since I've been talking about the two of the things that are most important to me after the video games mm-hmm. and emotionally idiotic naked guys fighting and guns, Vanderpump Rules and the Zodiac, I've picked up like a more women who are fans of me.
Well, talking about Vanderpump helps. Every girl loves Vanderpump Rules.
They're right. They have amazing taste.
Yeah.
It's mostly
and
the gaming,
right.
I would say.
And they're right, too.
I already had a big gay fan base.
I said gaming, but also the gay fan base.
I am disappointed that we haven't talked about Vanderpump Rules more, because it is fascinating.
Well, if I ever have to go back here, for the reasons I am coming here, we should both go on that Vanderpump podcast.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, I would love to.
We should do it. Wait, how long are you here?
I have to leave tomorrow.
Fuck.
Tomorrow night, and I have meetings all day tomorrow.
Fuck.
Damn, part of the deal.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's just all Herbalife. That'd be funny. I just come here for Herbalife.
Yeah. You're meeting with Raytheon.
Yeah.
Done by
Lana
LAX.
Del Raytheon.
You're meeting with Lana Del Raytheon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going on a couple double dates.
Oh, God.
Damn, anyway,
RIP we get to a real one.
We could wrap this one up. Felix, I'm going to plug your book for you, and I want
you
to plug it too.
Chapo guys, Guide to Revolution. I don't like the title either. We want to do
No, I like it.
I don't like it at all. Because it seems like we're being serious. Like it seems like we're like, oh, we this like because people take that seriously. Like we're literally telling you how to have a revolution. Like we can even organize our podcast. It's clearly a joke, but I don't think a lot of people take it as such. We wanted Year Zero, which I thought was way better.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
Chapo Trap House presents Year Zero. That's way better.
It's better
strong.
For like
because it's so much more clearly a joke.
Yeah, you guys will have broader sales with the revolution thing. It'll
I don't care
off the shelf, but I do want to plug. I advance purchased it right away. I'm personally like rooting for you guys to hit New York Times bestseller because that's just something like I want you to be able to have that obnoxious power. I want you to have the option of putting New York Times bestselling.
I
want to
get.
I would. In your bio.
I need to get a free copy.
Oh, we didn't give you one?
No.
What the fuck?
I know.
We'll get one for both of you.
Thank you. We'll plug it. But seriously, I'm actually very stoked for the book.
It's a great book. Everyone did a great job on it. I just I'm gonna be honest. I'm fucking sick of promoting the book. I'm sure the audience is too. They don't want to hear me.
You
talk
guys
about
haven't
it.
Even plugged it that much.
Are you kidding me? Have you heard the show?
It's really. I
have
mean,
you heard it.
It's like more plugs than what you guys would normally do, but for
yeah, because
an average
plugs
entertainer,
suck.
Nothing.
They suck.
I like, love unless, plugs.
Well,
plugs.
It's different if you're a comedian. It's different if you're a comedian. Yeah. I hate doing it. I'm gonna hate all the press.
Brandon's
we're have to
dropped
do.
His fucking Uber Eats code on here.
I love
this
plugs.
Motherfucker. He's lucky I didn't edit
well, that's,
that out. Either.
Comedians,
I love plugs.
Comedians do. I mean, I don't know. I just I do not enjoy the process of it. I'll be happy when it's all done.
Well,
but
I'm
excited
stoked.
For everyone to read it.
And when does it come out?
August 21st.
August 21st.
You could pre-order it on Amazon, I think, right?
You can pre-order it on Amazon.
Don't use Amazon. There's a strike going.
Oh, right.
Oh, really?
There is an Amazon
Do not buy
strike.
It on Amazon.
Right.
Where should they buy it?
Powell's. Cool place. There's an indie bookstore like database someone sent me. I retweeted it a few days ago. I'll try to find it again if you want to like support a local business. And you can also just, you can just steal it. I've pirated things before. You can steal it out the store. It's like the same thing. I personally don't take offense. Do what you got to do. If you really want to read it, I don't care.
Amen.
Okay, a couple plugs. Show dates. August 19th, Hilarities in Cleveland. August 20th, I'm going to be back in Chicago at the Hideout. August 21st, Minneapolis at Turf Club.
Oh, shit. I forgot. I do have a plug. It may be sold out by the time this comes out, but August 7th at the Hideout in Chicago, episode one live show.
Episode one live.
Also,
the Hideout fucking rules. Oh,
amazing. Amazing.
Speaking of live
big
pods.
News.
Ooh,
me and Brandon.
Yes.
Big news. First live, yeah, but still, is August 12th at the Satellite.
Yes.
August 12th, the Satellite in LA. We're doing the first live, yeah, but still. Please come out.
Brandon's going to plug this heavily, I'm sure, with ticket links or something like
I'm
that.
I'm going to plug it. We'll have a sick poster.
We'll plug it again.
How do we have... We'll have a sick poster.
We'll do it. Yeah. Very stoked. I'm gonna lead us out with one of my favorite rap videos that I think checks a lot of boxes. I have not watched this since it came out, but I think it checks a lot of boxes of what we were talking about.
It is Rick Ross speeding, featuring R. Kelly. What I do remember from this is that at some point, Rick Ross jumps off of a bridge in the beginning of this video. So you could pull this up on for your own viewing pleasure. I feel like this just sets a good vibe for a day if you're listening to this in the morning. Just get it going with this.
This is an all-timer. Only 21 million views, too. Like, for a big rap video, that's kind of insane. It's 2009.
License registration? What's the problem? Speeding.
Well, you must be new or something, man. We the best, man. License
registration. That's literally what Khaled says when he gets pulled over. This is so 09, by the way. Never go back. So I gotta stay speed. Yeah, okay, dude.
Look at this.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Very good.
Oh, they were gonna give me life for rapping too well to run.
Okay. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed hearing the audio from that entirely visual music video. So look it up on your own. I'm not really sure why I did that. Anyway,
all right, bye,
Felix,
guys.
Thank you for coming on the pod. Felix,
it's my pleasure.
Bye bye.